Dear John, by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. There are times when something affects you deeply and alters the way you look at the world. It's happened to me on several occasions. When your father, and then when you were born, so vulnerable yet full of possibilities, and last year when I learned of my illness. But the thing I am going to tell you about now took place when I was in my late 40s and living comfortably and happily, and it grew out of something so simple it took me unawares. For a while I was lost to myself. Time passed, but I think and dream about it still. I'm hoping that if I unburden myself to you, you will, with your scientific training, help me arrange what happened more comfortably in my mind. I've been unwilling to tell anyone about it before, even Peter, who has been my best friend since I was 5. You're too young to remember John. I thought of him as a quiet man, somewhat shy with hidden depths. I only wish that he had been more forthcoming. I did my best to bring him out of his shell, but there was always something that seemed to hold him back. The events that I am about to describe